This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Bitcoin is currently trading at about just over $65,000. That is down from an all-time high of $70,000 earlier this year, but way higher than it was in 2023. Today or sometime tomorrow, something called the Bitcoin halving is supposed to happen. This is something that happens at once every 4 years, where the rate at which new Bitcoins are born into the world drops by half. It is a big deal for the whole philosophical premise of Bitcoin. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Bitcoin is programmed so that over time, fewer and fewer new Bitcoins enter circulation. In contrast, most governments can print about as much money as they want, which, as any Bitcoin true believer will very enthusiastically tell you, could devalue that money. Zach Pandel heads research at Grayscale Investments, a crypto asset manager.
Investors purchase Bitcoin because they are uncertain about the outlook for fiat currencies, uncertain about government budget deficits and inflation.
After every previous halving, Bitcoin shot up in price, although big investment firms like JP Morgan are skeptical. Matt Hogan at Bitwise Asset Management says a lot of new money already flowed into Bitcoin earlier this year, after the SEC made it easier to invest in.
We also had big asset managers coming into the space, and that caused a lot of price appreciation.
Of course, what goes up can also go down. In 2022, Bitcoin lost about 60% of its value. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.